Officials are searching for answers after someone seems to have driven a vehicle onto a sports field at an Alcona park, causing significant damage. A large section of the grass at Trinity Park, which is located just north of the 9th Line and 25th Side Road intersection, appeared to be ripped up and marked with deep tire treads during a site visit by Innisfil today on November 21. The damage done to the soccer field at Trinity Park, from what appears to be a motorized vehicle, is incredibly disappointing, Town Parks and Community Spaces Operations Manager Chris Trevison said via email. Our crews will thoroughly assess the damage and determine what repairs are needed, or can be done at this current time. There is a bylaw in place at the town which prohibits the driving or operating of licensed motorized vehicles, including automobiles, motorcycles, snowmobiles, dirt bikes, side-by-sides, and all-terrains, ATVs, onto parkland, with limited exceptions for areas that are specifically posted and designated for such purposes. Regrettably, incidents of this kind result in additional work for park staff and compromise the efforts of residents who appreciate and respect our parks, Deputy Mayor Kenneth Fowler said. Decisions made by a few individuals can have far-reaching consequences, impacting more than just themselves. We are currently moving forward with measures to hold accountable those who exhibit such behavior. Anyone found to be in contravention of the town bylaw can face a fine of up to $5,000. Linda Zanella, the ward councillor for the area, was shown photos of the damage by Innisfil today Friday morning. Zanella said that was the first she'd heard of the incident, but was deeply saddened by it. It is very troubling that this type of destruction is taking place in our community, she said. I hope that we can find the culprits and I want them to be held responsible for their actions.